Time for today's No Sweat News so you can win your Bon Jovi tickets tomorrow morning on our No Sweat News quiz.
All right, it's all happening.
Dateline Philadelphia for story number one.
Uh-oh.
This is right up there with the happy little robot that made its way across Canada and then came down to the United States only to hit our friends in Philly where it got dismantled and left on the side of the road.
Philadelphia assaulted.
Ready?
And dismembered that poor little happy robot who was never heard from again.
The Philadelphia Flyers got a lot of attention a couple years ago when they created their new mascot, Gritty.
I love Gritty.
You know, he's big, he's furry, he's orange. And
he looks like he's on meth.
He's
got crazy eyes.
Immediately became nightmare fuel.
Oh, hell yeah.
So,
this is like the thing, like when they're like the Woodstock announcement, the bad acid, go to the back of the tent. You see things like Gritty in your head.
According to the Philadelphia police, Gritty is now under investigation for assault.
Oh, I shouldn't be laughing.
Apparently beat up a 13-year-old kid.
Excuse me. This was someone dressed up like Gritty, or?
The actual mascot was doing a photo shoot with fans.
Oh, my God,
no. A 13-year-old apparently hit Gritty on the back of the head after a photo.
Oh, no. So this is actually the real Gritty.
The real Gritty.
This isn't like, just like me or you going to Target getting a Gritty mask.
Kid's a Flyers fan. Dad's a Flyers fan. There they were at the Flyers, whatever they play, the FU Center, whatever it's called.
Congratulations, Philadelphia. You actually out-Phillied yourself this morning.
Gritty got up and punched the kid back.
The mascot is assaulting children. You're throwing snowballs at Santa. You're destroying robots. What the hell is going on in that city of yours?
Now, the Flyers say they've investigated, and the person who was wearing the Gritty costume that day denied the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
But the police aren't so sure yet.
All we need is one little phone video.
That's good, right?
Gritty's getting sent away.
I love it.
Oh my God. Where was the Philly Fanatic, by the way? How do we know that he was cleaning all of this?
I don't know. I love it. Mm-hmm. Now, if you need your pet llama to get through the anxiety of traveling by air.
I hate llamas.
I have some bad news for you.
What's that?
The U.S. Department of Transportation is the subject of story number two, Dateline, the friendly airlines.
Mm-mm.
The U.S. DOT just proposed new rules that would bring an end to the era of emotional support animals on planes. If the new rules take effect, the only service animals that would be allowed on airplanes are dogs. No emotional support pigs, emotional support miniature horses.
Oh, no!
No turkeys, no peacocks, no emotional support snakes, ants, nothing.
I have one rule, because I have one animal that I think I could get away with. I have an emotional support gots that I travel sometimes.
Yeah. Only if he's on a leash.
He brings 24 of those little tiny bottles of Jack Daniels with him.
He's not potty trained. The president of the National Association of Flight Attendants say they're happy with the proposal. Quote, the days of Noah's Ark in the air are hopefully coming to an end.
That actually sounds like fun, though. I like Noah's Ark in the air.
If you'd like to comment on the possible policy change, it's open for public comments within 60 days.
I'm not going to comment on it, but my emotional support parakeet is definitely going to comment on it. He's mad.
And Dateline the Internet for story number three. The newest dumb and potentially dangerous viral challenge is here.
Oh, boy.
It's called the Outlet Challenge. It's where you plug something in to an outlet halfway and then drop a penny on the exposed part of the prongs to see how much it sparks. It's known by its other name, which is electrocution.
Yeah, that was going to say. This is a really bad idea now.
It's gone so far that the fire marshal for the entire state of Massachusetts has issued a letter to all of the county state fire chiefs warning of a viral TikTok video that encourages this idiocy.
Oh, no.
Hey, kids, how'd you short out the entire goddamn house this time? Oh, a dumb video? Oh, good. Why don't you go back to eating laundry pods, okay?
Yeah, it seems like these viral videos are just trying to get people to kill themselves.
At least your breath will be fresh as I rush you to urgent care to get your stomach pumped.
Well, that's a really bad idea.
Pack powder.
So that's good, right?
Golly.
Now, tomorrow we do Bon Jovi tickets on our No Sweat News quiz, so make sure you're tuned in for that, because Bon Jovi is going to be a great time at the Prudential Center this summer.
All right.
If you need to study up for our No Sweat News quiz, just check out the on-demand section of WRAT.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.